I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I hope all of you have had a glorious week. Today is Independence Day, the 4th of July weekend. And this is what we are going to be talking about today. That's what this message is going to be about. For some people, it's all about barbecuing with family and friends, having parties, getting drunk, and blowing up a massive amount of fireworks. Yet for other people, this day means a whole lot more. And for these people, it means that they or a family member or a friend have served their country in the military. Many sacrifices were made. Some didn't come back, but they fought for our freedom. As with any holiday in this world we live in, the true meaning of the holidays have been lost. But before we get started on today's message, I want to take this time to please bow our heads in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are such a gracious and merciful God. We come before you today in thanksgiving for this great nation. We know that our freedom, our liberty, our prosperity, and all the other gifts and blessings, too many to count, have come from your hand. Our nation and its many freedoms are a gift from you, Father. And dear Heavenly Father, on this day, Independence Day, as we remember our nation's independence, remember the veterans that have served and sacrificed for this country, and the veterans that have lost their lives or have returned to their families broken. We want to pause in honor and praise you, and we also pause to honor all the veterans and to thank you, Father, and all who have served for this great nation and who have served you. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will forgive us of our sins. Lead us. Lead this nation in the way that we should go. Let us not take for granted the many gifts and blessings that you have given us. Father, please be with all of us as we strive to be a light and a beacon from you to the world. Father, please anoint this vessel today, and may the words that I speak come straight from you and not from my own understanding. And in Jesus' holy name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you, friends, for joining me in that moment of prayer. I'm just going to jump right in here and ask all of you, what does Independence Day mean to you? It seems to mean different things to different people. But today, I'm going to share with you the true meaning of Independence Day. But first, I want to offer you some scriptures that talk about our freedoms in the Bible. In Galatians 5:1, the Bible tells us, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery." In Galatians 3:22, "But the scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe." Galatians 5:13 and 14, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature, but rather serve one another in love." The entire law is summed up in a single command, folks. Love your neighbor as yourself. This one speaks to me right now because God created all of us. We are all His children. He created the world and all the living things. He created everything around us. But it grieves me, and I know it grieves God, to see all of this sin in the world, all the chaos, all the corruption, the huge amount of people out there that today, right now, killing others and hating one another. And for what? Where is the love that God so clearly speaks about? This is his commandment, to love, excuse me, one another. Not what we are seeing today with all the violence and the hatred of this world. It breaks my heart, friends, to see and hear of so many people suffering, dying, losing loved ones over senseless hate crimes. Government officials rallying to destroy our historical monuments and statues, and trying to erase many very important facts about our history from all books and etc. It breaks my heart that my grandchildren may never know the truth about our nation, how our nation was founded, and the history behind what made us who we are today. Abortion breaks my heart. Babies are gifts from God. Where is the value of life? Where is the love that God wants us to have for one another? Where is the honor and the respect when things are demolished, vandalized, erased from this world? Can you only put yourselves in God's shoes for a moment? What if you were the great creator of the world? All that you created was good and beautiful, and then your children came along, grew up, lost their way, and destroyed everything you had created. Wouldn't that just make you sick? Just sick. Wouldn't you be grieved? Yes, that is the world we live in today. But we are not of this world. We are merely passing through until we get to our real home, our eternal home in heaven. But until that time, we are God's servants and caretakers of this land. So we have to do everything that we can and go out there into this dark world, this sinful world, and bring light. Share our testimonies, share God's word, and start guiding God's children back to Him before all of this is lost. There are many lost souls in the world today, but we need to be beacons of light to bring them back to God, to bring this world back to what it was originally meant to be. In 1 Peter 2:16, the Bible tells us, "Live as free men, but do not use your freedom to cover up for evil. Live as servants of God." Friends, Independence Day means so much more than just merely a family get-together to blow up some fireworks at the end of the day. July 4th commemorates the day in 1776 that our nation declared itself to be an independent nation and no longer a colony of England. And on that day, friends, a number of our leading citizens signed what is known as the Declaration of Independence, stating our determination to become a free country. Our independence did not come easily. Only after several difficult years of war would it finally be won. Nor were our first years as a free nation free of problems and controversy, and this still holds true today. But our forefathers were determined to establish a free and democratic system of government, and the Declaration of Independence, along with our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, became the foundation of it all. This stood the test of time. And on July 4th, we give thanks for the wisdom, the faith, and the courage of those leaders and all who fought in these wars to make it all possible for us to have the freedoms that we have today. We must importantly give thanks, honor, and praise to our Heavenly Father, because without Him first and foremost, we wouldn't have anything. We wouldn't be anything. We can do nothing without God. Although it is not the religious holiday that Christmas or Easter is, for many Americans, July 4th is a time to reflect on God's goodness to us as a nation. And molded into the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia are these words: "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And that's Leviticus 25:10. While we look with gratitude to the past on this July 4th, we must also look in faith to our future and commit not only this moment, but our future lives to God and His will. In Psalm 33:12, the Bible tells us, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Friends, I want you to think about this for a moment. Freedom is one of the central themes of the Bible. In the Bible, people are made free for a specific purpose. And that purpose is to serve God. Freedom is a key component that stretches out from the beginning of the Old Testament and follows through to the end of the New Testament. There are many other words that come to mind, like love and grace and mercy, transformation. But if you think on this for a moment, it hinges on the freedom of slavery. God delivers us from slavery and sets us free. There are many books in the Bible, like Exodus, for example, where God delivered His people from slavery. And yes, today, July 4th, Independence Day, is the date we celebrate the birth of a nation. We celebrate with family get-togethers and shoot off fireworks in celebration at dusk, but never, ever, ever forget why we do these things. Never forget the true reason for this holiday. Not only did God birth a nation with gifts of freedom and liberty, but many have fought and died for this country. Those who lost their lives never had the chance to see what their sacrifices meant to all of us. Today, we give thanks and we honor God and all those who were willing to sacrifice their own lives to make America what it is today. Friends, if you know a veteran, contact them today and tell them how much you appreciate their sacrifices for you. Those who made it back home with their families, their lives have been forever changed. Perhaps they came back physically disabled, suffering from severe PTSD from all the mental and physical trauma that they had to endure while serving. Just because, from outward appearances, everything seems to be fine with our veterans, doesn't mean that their lives are not in turmoil on the inside. You can't unsee or undo what has happened to them while fighting for our freedoms. Lives have been forever changed, and not always for the better. Many of our veterans have come back home to find themselves homeless, can't find work, they don't feel like they fit into our society anymore, have terrible reoccurring dreams, and sometimes our society just seems to have forgotten them. They are spat on, disrespected, and they don't get the care that they deserve, or if and when they do, the wait times are so, so incredibly long. There are veterans being cheated out of their benefits. Friends, you just don't know until you are a family member of a veteran who has come home. Friends, our freedoms are not for us to abuse, take for granted, nor does freedom exist so that we can do whatever we want to, whenever we want to. Freedom provides opportunity to help one another, love one another. Freedom is for a purpose. And without God and our veterans, we wouldn't be even having this conversation today. In Isaiah 61:1, the Bible says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." Friends, at this time, we're going to go ahead and go to a short break, but please stay tuned in for the last half of this message. You won't regret it. You will be blessed. And these songs are "My Country Tis of Thee" and "The Star-Spangled Banner."
And the free and the brave. These treasured words describe the land we love. Despite our flaws and challenges, we gather to celebrate America. For this is a land where hope still shines and freedom still rings.
Oh, Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs
back, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that you have decided to be here with the Hope Show today. If you are just tuning in, today's message is about Independence Day, July 4th, the day that many will share with their families, having barbecues, visiting, and shooting off fireworks at dusk. But today is a very important day, and the meaning of today goes far beyond all these festivities. Independence Day in the United States is the day that we celebrate the birth of our nation. We celebrate God's gift of freedom and liberty to all Americans. We give God all the honor, thanksgiving, and praise for His countless blessings to each of us. It's a day that we also honor and thank our many veterans who have sacrificed their own lives to make this a better place for all of us. And that, friends, is not to be taken lightly. It's a very serious matter. This country was founded on God first, our forefathers, the leaders of those days, and our veterans. The Liberty Bell at Philadelphia has engraved on it these words: "Proclaim liberty throughout all of the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Leviticus 25:10. And in Psalm 33:12, the Bible tells us, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And in Galatians 5:13, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather serve another humbly in love." As all of you know, this world has become something that, in my opinion, is far removed from the principles that this great nation was originally founded on. This world is out of control with its hatred, killings, chaos, corruption, destruction, disrespect, and an overall lack of concern or love for fellow brothers and sisters, and in this world as a whole. Friends, it is my belief that racism isn't something we are born with. It is learned from our environment. Children don't see color in their friends. They see love and friendship. God created people of many colors and nationalities. Blacks, whites, Indians, Chinese, Japanese, India, Australians, Swedish, Spanish, and there are so many, 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 many more. I haven't forgotten any of you in my mind, even though I may have not included you in that list, but you are in my mind, and I am thinking of you also. But it does not matter. I can't emphasize this enough. It does not matter the color of your skin or where you were born, because each and every one of us is God's creation. Period. End of story. We are all individually and perfectly made in God's image. We are not based upon the color of our skin. You know, we are not defined by that. Because on the inside, we all look the same. We all have feelings, and we all desire love and respect. What is all this hate? I don't see color on the outside. I see the heart of the person. I see brothers and sisters in Christ. I see everyone as an equal, and I try to treat everyone the way that I would want to be treated. I've been at the bottom, and I've been at the top, friends. And I tell you, whatever chapter of your life that you are in, you have my love. You have my respect, from the poorest, most destitute person, all the way up to the ones that want for nothing. All are equals, and all are deserving of love. Even the most unlovable in character is deserving of love. Friends, look at our world. Open your eyes. See what's really happening here. Help one another to bring this world, this nation, back to what God wanted it to be, what He created it to be, and what He created it for. Bring back God's love, God's word. Bring back God in our lives, because He is the cornerstone of everything. Friends, we are living in Satan's playground, and he thinks he's winning, but God has the final say. In 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And friends, this world needs that kind of cleansing, and now, for sure. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Bible tells us, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." Friends, that is a very, very, very important verse to remember. It applies to the here and now more so than ever before. The circumstances that we face, our future here on earth, our future generations, until the good Lord comes back and takes us home, everything is in God's hand. We don't have control over whatever happens, but we can do everything that is within our power to do whatever it takes to serve God in a way that is pleasing to Him, serve God for the greater good of the kingdom, help save lives before it's too late. Friends, we don't want to see any of our friends or our family or even complete strangers lost to hell. We are warriors for God. We need to be fighting on these front lines to gain back our nation, to gain back as many of God's people and as much of this world from Satan as we possibly can before our time expires here on this earth. Friends, we have a lot of work to do. Kingdom work for God. Friends, Independence Day is commonplace. To have burgers and hot dogs sizzling on the grill, maybe listening to a few patriotic songs, watching some fireworks, maybe going to the nearest town to watch a parade or whatever, and then we go home. Fourth of July has become another day for big sales and flying the American flag. But yet it is far removed from the earlier celebrations marking the end of the Revolutionary War and the founding of a new country. This day marks the day of freedom from the greatest oppressor ever, that which is Satan himself. It marks the day of our Lord and Savior. It is the beginning of real freedom, like no one's ever before had or seen, except Adam and Eve before they sinned. As believers, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us, strengthen us, comfort us, and to give us power through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. However, we still find ourselves caught up by sin as long as we live in this fallen world. When Jesus comes back, as he will one day, no one knows the hour or the day, near or far. All our ungodliness along with our negative baggage goes away. And I, for one, can't think of a better freedom than that. One day when he returns, he will destroy all dominion, authority, and power standing in opposition to the Almighty God. There will be complete destruction over all the evil of this world. Freedom for eternity. Friends, for over 235 years, America has been blessed as the longest ongoing constitutional republic in the history of the world. These blessings are not by accident. They are blessings from God. And this is evident when we look at the turmoil in our sister nations. We clearly see the contrast from ourselves in America and those living in other nations. And we need to be in constant prayer for our nation, but also for all the nations of the world. I wish we all shared what America offers to Americans. I wish we all shared the same freedom and liberty. This day, aside from the epic holidays of Christmas and then Easter, Jesus' birth, and then death and resurrection, that paid our sins by his blood shed on the cross for you and I, this day too is epic and is a very memorable part of the history of America. Friends, right now, my husband Shaziz is sitting here, and I'm going to ask you this, Shaziz. You're a veteran. And I want to ask you this. What does being a veteran mean to you?
Well, when you go back to talk about patriotism, the concept of the American dream starts from being able to provide for your family and protect your family and freedom for not just yourself, but the whole entire nation. And so my grandfather and many other people in my family served this nation in many different aspects. And those that we call veterans are those who went out and they did their service honorably. And that American flag that a lot of people despise and a lot of people want to step on and wipe their feet on and set fire to, they don't realize the true price that it took to even be able to wave that flag. Like a post that I put out there on Facebook, our service gave you the right to act like a jerk. And what did you give the veterans in response? Well, you listed off a few. But to be a veteran of the military is to me an honor to be in service of your country. And I think everybody should be proud of their own nation. All of those sacrifices that my grandfather made, it was because he believed in God. He believed in freedom, truth, hope, and justice for all. And he didn't have any expectations of it just being for the white man or just being for any particular group or religion or organization. He believed in freedom. He believed what this country stood for. That American dream, that everybody has a chance to excel in their life and make something wonderful for themselves and their family. So when you ask me, what does it mean to be a veteran? It's a really hard thing to answer. But it's an honor to have been able to serve. Not just in the Navy, but as a citizen, a law enforcement officer, and every other way that I could serve my fellow Americans. That's what makes this country work. And so whenever I'm out there and somebody hears that I'm a veteran and they say, thank you for your service, it doesn't matter to me whether you're a waiter, a waitress, or a dishwasher, garbage man. What matters is you believed enough in your country to serve your fellow brothers and sisters, and that we're willing to not just do it for this nation, but extend it to all nations so that everyone could be free. People came from all over the world to live here in this terrible place that they call the United States, the one they hate, the one they despise and call the great Satan. But if you knew these people, they were from all races, they were from all religions, they were from all backgrounds, and we had a rough time getting from where we started to where we're at now. But now that we're here, to be a veteran means even to the day I die, I'm willing to stand up to protect this dream against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. It's the 4th of July, and that flag, what it means to me is a lot deeper than what it might mean to you if you're willing to burn it. Because I know what the price was for that flag. It's just a piece of cloth. But there's many, many, many men and women who gave their lives to preserve that piece of cloth and the idea behind it, so that each and every one of you can raise your children in peace, love, and security. That's what it means to be a veteran.
Thank you, Shaziz. Well, foremost today, I'm praising and thanking and honoring my Heavenly Father. But secondly, I wish to thank all the veterans out there who gave so much. And to this amazing husband of mine who served in the Navy in the 80s and then went on to serve in law enforcement and in different ways in his community, I want to say something more. Shaziz, this is to you, from me. I love you more than words could ever say. I know your struggle is real. Many don't know, but I do. The enormous sacrifice to self and your future life that you made. And from all outward appearances, you appear to be just fine. But I know your inward struggles every day. You unselfishly left your mom, your brothers, your aunts and uncles, your grandparents, the cousins and friends, to fight for this great nation so that all of us could have the freedom and the liberties that we have today. You put your dreams on hold, your very life on hold. You found yourself planted on a not-so-nice ship in a foreign land to fight for the freedoms that most people take for granted. And I suppose, if I'm truly honest, that includes myself. Without your sacrifice and the sacrifice of so many others, their cause would have been lost. You move forward, no matter what the cost, as so many others have done too. Many horrors you had to endure and have seen. Many nightmares you still have. Many faces haunt your dreams. You have wept for those who didn't make it back to their families. You have wept for those who did make it back but were disabled in some way. You have wept over the injuries and the physical scars that your grandpa wore so proudly when he came back to your grandma. You yourself came back, not as you went. Your life has been a constant struggle from the things that you endured, yet you have beat the odds. When you came back, you were left with memories to deal with on your own. You have been forever scarred physically and emotionally. Nothing I can say will take that pain away. But you are not alone in your struggle, Shaziz, and I am so very proud of you. You have my utmost respect and love. And friends, this applies to all of you who have served. I'm not trying to give my husband special treatment. I feel the same way about all of you who have served. Shaziz, I am proud of your sacrifices. I appreciate your sacrifices. I'm proud of being your wife and sharing our lives together. You are a man with a huge heart for humanity. I know what America means to you and how loyal you are to your country. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, if you don't hear it enough, you matter.
I'd do it all again.
All of you veterans matter.
I'd do it all again if it brought me back here with you.
You deserve the best of care and respect. All of you veterans deserve the best of care and respect.
Those folks out there that serve their communities, like I mentioned, whether you're just a dishwasher or a cook or whatever, you're the folks that kept this country together. While your heroes were out trying to do what they believed in, fight for freedom for this world.
As our flag waves above all of us today, in her great grace and glory, with our hand over our heart in reverence, song, and praise, freedom was and is a gift from God, and that you and all the other veterans out there unselfishly gave. And I want to thank our God, our Heavenly Father, and I want to thank every veteran out there today. And even their families, because their families also sacrificed when they made that choice to go and serve their country. God bless each and every one of you. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, may God richly bless you and your family. Is there anything that you want to add to this today?
Nope. All the glory to God, and love your family with all that you got, and we'll be just fine as long as we stick together.
Happy Independence Day, everyone. Be safe, and give all the glory to God. Give all the praise to God today.
That's one nation under God.
One nation under God. So, as you listen to these last two songs, join me in putting your hand over your heart. God bless the USA, and God make America great again.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to Shannon Sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yeah. God bless America.